Ah, yes. Oshkosh on a Friday. You can't beat this weather, can you, Jill?
No, it's been so beautiful today.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Amy Loboda. I have a guest co-host this week, Jill Tallman, senior editor of AOPA Pilot Magazine, and also edits the Flight School Business News at AOPA, among many other chores she has stepped into some big shoes here at EAA Radio.
Thanks, Amy. Happy to be here.
Well, and we have another guest in the studio. We have David St. George, who is a lifetime pilot. You learned to fly at 16. He raised a family, ran his own printing business, and a 141 flight school. You were the chief instructor for 25 years. Now you're with SAFE, which is the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. David, thank you, and welcome for coming on to Attitude Adjustment. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. There's a bunch of cool things happening with SAFE this year. You guys have a tremendous networking and online presence. Can you talk a little bit about some of the initiatives you've done to reach out to your members who are flight instructors and educators throughout?
That's right. Primarily flight instructors, educators, but we welcome everyone, and we've had a lot of support from the general public type pilots. And yeah, SAFE has grown 40% in the last year.
That wow, is that's like crazy.
Unknown wow. in the aviation industry. We had our dinner last night, and you know, it was packed to the gills, and I just can't believe the response we've gotten. So yes, SAFE has been very lucky. We're a not-for-profit. We're an all-volunteer organization, and you know, I made a point last night at the dinner with the styrofoam plates of saying we're not the EAA Eagles. We're a not-for-profit, but yes, we have grown considerably, and we're rolling out some new initiatives. One of the exciting things we have is the SAFE Toolkit app, which is for all flight instructors, and that has, you know, endorsements and all that. But for our more general pilots, we are rolling out some live streams that are presented through the FAST team, the FAA safety team. We had Rod Machado and Greg Brown talking to a national audience about flight instructor professionalism. The next one is geared more toward instructors and pilots, and that's going to be on August 22nd. That's Patty Wagstaff and Rich Stoll talking about loss of control in flight, one of the major safety issues.
I'm going to tune into that, definitely.
Yeah, I think they're just two of the best people on that subject, and they get along real well, and they banter back and forth. So yeah, that's August 22nd at 8 Eastern Daylight Time. And it's live on the web. If you, we have a QR up. If you click it, it'll go to the FAST team, and it'll take you to the live stream, either on YouTube or on the Facebook feed.
What is SAFE's web address? That's information.
Yeah, thank you very much,
like
Amy. Yeah, it's safepilots.org. Safepilots.org, and there's safeblog.org. We have a bunch of different channels there. We really try to reach out to our members. We're a national organization, but we only get together, you know, Sun and Fun, Oshkosh. Even the board members don't meet except virtually once a year or twice a year. So really on the internet and the blog, the Facebook, it's really how we attach to our members. These live streams are so exciting, you know, because that really allows us to reach people. We're also going to the AOPA regional events. We were in California, and we're going to be at the one at Groton.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we're hopefully going to present this time. We didn't quite get ahead of the curve, but we will be there with our people and supporting the AOP initiative, because we have the same problem. We want to meet our members in, you know, AOP's. You've done a great job.
Well, thank you. We have had a good deal of success with that approach, and we wish the same to you and SAFE.
Yeah, well, you know, all of the aviation organizations should get together on that, because once or twice a year, Oshkosh Sun and Fun's not enough. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Northeast and meet people.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking back to yesterday, and JS Firm was one of my guests. JS Firm is a jobs board, for lack of a better term, but they help EAA with their career fair this year. And I asked them, I said, what is the career that is in the most demand? What are we absolutely hurting for at this show? What are they telling you? And do you know what the answer was?
Flight instructors.
You bet. That's exactly right.
Doesn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah. And what are you finding in terms of SAFE? Are we moving through flight instructors? Is there a giant vacuum sound?
Well, absolutely there is, unfortunately. People move through flight instructors so quickly that they don't value it enough to become professionals. And you're a master instructor, right? And then.
Yeah, I've been an instructor since 1985. I don't hold a master instructor certification or anything like that, but I've been
You're a professional in the field, yes.
For as long as I can remember, it seems like.
But getting these young people who are pursuing another career, who are building hours, to approach it professionally, that's really a target audience for SAFE. You know, there we see so many pilots. I'm a pilot examiner. We see so many pilots with deficient skills that come for tests. You know, and that's why we got Rod Machado and Greg Brown to talk. Step up and do this job professionally. That's what the SAFE app is for, is I get an applicant, young, excited about a flight test. They come in the door and they don't have the right endorsements. They don't have the right experience. So SAFE is trying to reach these flight instructors and tell them, you know, this is the correct way to do it. But it's a sales pitch. For them, it's a very short term a lot of times, and then they're moving to an airline career.
Why is it a short term? See, these are the questions I like to ask. One of the things that I would love to see is more people who valued it as a career, but I think there are some gaps in pay. There's gaps in time, hours, you know, and lifestyle. Understanding how to make a lifestyle out of it that creates the illusion that it's just something I have to do before I get on to the next step in my career.
Right. It's a very transitory step. That's unfortunate. And I try to point out examples of people who have succeeded and done it well and actually made a living. I did. For 25 years, I was making a good living. I sent my kids to colleges, good colleges. You know, it can pay if you do it creatively. I mean, obviously, sometimes being a DPE helps a lot. Being a chief instructor of a 141 school where you get a salary. But you're not going to get there unless you build your professionalism, your credentials, your worth, your value. And then you get the pay that is commensurate with that and will pay you a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. As in many other industries, you have to pay your dues.
You absolutely have to build your way up there. The gentleman out here in the radio station, just talking to him, Air Wisconsin, the kind of incentives they pay these new pilots coming in the door, a $47,000 bonus. No, I think it was $57,000 after 2 years at the regional air. So we really need to, you know, for the flight instructors, step up that grade, that value, so they really get paid back.
Another thing that people don't understand is the diversity of jobs that you can have within flight instructing.
That's very true. And there's so many more opportunities now. It's not just an old 172, 152. There's turbines. There's Cirrus. I was talking to another instructor who's a CSIP, you know, and it's like it cost him a lot to get there. But if you go from the Cessna and you do the training at Duluth and you're a CSIP, suddenly you're in a different market. You're getting a lot better. You're flying beautiful equipment. So, you know, there are some fantastic opportunities.
Well, and we just talked with Tom Turner. Tom Turner, you know, he's with the Air Safety Foundation and the American Bonanza Society. So, again, flight instructor position where you need the knowledge, and they're developing very specific to Bonanza syllabus for flight instructors.
Yes.
For instance.
Tom and that organization are so valuable. I got into a Bonanza, and the first thing I did was join them and get the training to do it correctly. And then you get the certification that Bonanza's, you know, trained you, and then suddenly you're more useful. So all of those professional, Mooney has a similar organization, Cirrus, they've all had to step up and increase safety of their flight training operations.
And the person you were talking to at Air Wisconsin's a flight instructor.
Oh, absolutely,
you know that.
He is.
I mean, there's flight instruction on a Part 121 level. There's flight instruction on a Part 135 level. All those things need flight instructors.
Well, and I'll tell you, as part of my 135 job now, I go to flight safety every 6 months. You go down to Dallas to that center, and they are dying for flight instructors down there. And this is, you know, in the sim, the big, you get type rated in the jets, and they are, you know, they're begging for flight instructors. Talk about incentives.
Right.
Look at their pay scale.
Yeah. And I was talking with somebody at the show, and they made the point that, you know, for women who might not want to fly commercially and be away from home
right.
for extended periods of time, flight instructing is perfect because you're going to stay close to home.
Well, that, you know, raising a family myself with my wife, that was the solution, you know, is if you want to fly and keep a home life, flight instructing is a wonderful thing. You're home just about every night and,
right.
you know,
very
yeah. Yeah, it definitely has you in a more stable lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. I also...
Well, you would know.
I spent a decade, and it was my source of income, and it made a perfect balance with the magazine work and with being able to pick the kids up from school and
Beautiful.
Do what
yeah.
I needed to do. So, and I was an assistant chief flight instructor because I didn't want the chief position because I wanted the flexibility. But again, it was where you are in your life at that point that really makes the difference. And you really can make a living at it, but they need the professional skills. They
Yes.
need the professionalism to be able to demand the premium
Right.
And that one comes with that.
And one of the big, for SAFE, one of the big target audiences is the new people coming into the industry because they might not have the benefit of a school or a mentor. So we provide mentorship on our website. You know, we bond people up so they have a senior person to help out.
Tell us again, David St. George, tell us again the website and also where on the field people can find SAFE this week.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, safepilots.org. Safepilots.org is the website. And SAFE is on Oshkosh in Hangar B, 2093 and 4. Hangar B is, you know, on the central square there. And we have a double booth. It's very friendly. And joining SAFE, I can tell you there's so many benefits that $45 annual fee is paid back almost immediately by the discounts.
Thank you so much, David St. George, for being on the show and taking your time. I've got Jill Tallman from AOPA. I'm Amy Labota. Back in a second.